me say that with the budgetary increase of the relevant committee, it's been able to strengthen its team, its early response team, hiring the following professionals: psychologists, social workers, legal officers, doctors, lawyers, and also they've opened up offices in four tourist departments where we see the highest levels of victims over the last 3 years. For 2024, this committee has increased its budget by 10 million lempiras, 40,307,000 lempiras. Also, we've approved the Care for Trafficking of Victims Fund, 30% increase in the budget, benefiting direct and indirect victims, which I think will address basic needs such as clothing, food, medical care, education access, to work, etc. On the approval of the comprehensive law, violence against women, the state of Honduras has adopted other measures, including reactivating the intersectoral committee investigating violent deaths of women, the creation of 80 gender mechanisms and public institutions, approval of the shelters law, which is currently being rolled out now in 2024. It has a clear budget to build all these different shelters in the different municipalities, design and implementation of the equality, justice, gender equality plan, 342 actions contained therein regarding public policy. We also have our plan against violence, and other campaigns, mass campaigns, are being rolled out to combat violence against women. Madam Chair, I'd like to thank everyone for their comments, and I wanted to answer a question regarding the universal human rights system, regarding the work done to promote and guarantee protection of all human rights. I would like to highlight the importance of technical assistance received by different human rights mechanisms. An illustration of this is the resolution submitted to the Human Rights Council to strengthen technical cooperation and capacity building to protect human rights through the OHCHR. As regards the prison system, security and justice, this was approved by consensus in October 2023. Similarly, Honduras has a standing open invitation to special procedures from human rights. There's been a series of countries of visits that aim to get recommendations and comments in areas such as freedom of expression, extrajudicial murder, summary on arbitrary detention, disappearance, forced disappearances, climate change. And during this year, the right to development, we have received and shared with the special rapporteurships as well as the working group. Recently, Honduras received a visit from the subcommittee against torture. We've come before the Committee on Enforced Disappearances, Committee Against Torture, as well as the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. We've also submitted this voluntary midterm report as per the UPR. All this, I think, testifies to the fact that we wish to comply with our international human rights obligations, and we believe that the universal system can be strengthened with states, with more detailed support, bearing in mind the context of countries, including my own country. We look very closely at the different standards, we're very attentive to them, but there isn't a one-size-fits-all model, and that is why we'd like to particularly refer to the economic respect for human rights, as well as the importance of having a cross-cutting discussion, bearing in mind the three pillars of the UN system: for instance, the debt, the international system, oversight system, and monetary policies, restrictions, conditions when it comes to access to funding. All too often, this is something which really has an impact on the state's ability. And we know that perhaps that doesn't fall within your competences as a committee, but we do want to bring that to your attention as a recommendation, because we believe that international human rights law cannot be decoupled from structural aspects which undermine the abilities of states to be able to carry out their tasks. And that has to do with the comments that we would like to make as regards the role of the UN system. And in addition to that, I wanted to refer to the situation of human rights defenders, land defenders. This is something which has been violated because in our country, you have policies that have been implemented by the neoliberal model, particularly the extractive industries. And because of the public and private corruption, land deeds were given illegally. This was all to do with corruption, particularly private capital. This is something that, of course, again, runs to the detriment of those who are defending public good. So that's our statement. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
I would like to thank the delegation for its presence and diligence, represented